From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with the ongoing saga of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. News of a government plan to rescue the two companies helped their stock prices shoot up this morning. At the end of the day, though, Freddie and Fannie stocks both closed down more than 5%. Still, bidder showed signs of new enthusiasm in a $3 billion auction of securities by Freddie Mac.
In a moment, we'll trace the relationship between these two unusual companies and Washington lawmakers and lobbyists. Some say those relationships shielded Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from tighter regulation. But first, NPR's Jim Zeroli has the view from Wall Street.
The steps announced by the Treasury Department and the Fed are designed to show nervous investors that the companies have access to plenty of capital and that the sky is not falling in. Treasury will raise the company's lines of credit, and the Fed will allow them to borrow from its discount window. Congressman Barney Frank, who chairs the House Financial Services Committee, spoke on CNBC today.
What the Secretary of Treasury has proposed is reasonable. It's a kind of a reassurance to people that help will be there, even though we don't think it'll be needed.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in the business of buying mortgages from banks. If investors are reluctant to give them money, they can't do that, and banks will become even more afraid to issue mortgages than they are now. Whether the federal rescue plan will go far enough to satisfy investors is an open question. Brian Bethune, chief U.S. economist at the research firm Global Insight, says Congress has to work out a lot of details, like just how much money the Treasury Department is ready to pour into the companies.
It has to be significant. This is not a nickel and dime issue. It's an issue of significant billions of dollars that needs to be infused to backstop these organizations.
Bethune says the uncertainty about the details may be one big reason why the company's stock failed to get much of a boost today. James Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, says Congress needs to wrestle with the question of just what kinds of companies these are. They are mandated by the government to make mortgage money available to as many homeowners as possible, but they're also publicly traded companies with shareholders who expect them to keep an eye on the profits they earn. Paulson notes that a lot of mortgage companies aren't lending much at all right now.
If Freddie or Fannie were totally private, they'd probably be doing the same thing. But because of their quasi-public nature, that's just exactly what we don't want right now from a public standpoint. From the social good, we want them to continue to make mortgage funds available to qualified buyers.
Beyond that, Brian Bethune says Congress, the Fed, and the administration need to do more big-picture thinking about the financial system and why the companies got in trouble in the first place. Bethune says since this financial crisis began a year ago, officials have fallen into a pattern. They deny that problems exist and then rush in with emergency bailouts when denials don't work any longer.
We're kind of just operating like a fire department, and when the thing next crisis erupts, we'll try and deal with it.
Last night's rescue plan was designed to stem the problems that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac face, at least on a temporary basis. If the companies are going to survive long term, it will be up to Congress to try to figure out how they can do that. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.